Okay, hi. So it's your friendly neighborhood, Azula, and I decided to do Cardlin? I don't know. To do Cardlin's 15 questions about recording for us, by us. That sounds like an ad, like a slogan for Citibank or some kind of investment bank, or whatever. Cardlin had music in his recording, had like a down-tempo ambient type of like backing track, and I thought it was pretty cool, so I decided to put a backing track in mine as well. I don't know what, but it's probably something really cool, like Jurassic Park. Or Star Wars. I'm just gonna play John Williams throughout this whole recording. John Williams. And maybe I'll slip in a little bit of Howard Shore. How's that sound? Yeah. John Williams, Howard Shore. Okay, let's start. Question one. Why do you record? Why do I record? It's fun. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy being able to, you know, kind of do this acting gig in my own room, but with my voice. And obviously there's an ego boost there, but it's also a nice way for me to release all these pent-up sexual frustrations. And so that I can, like, express my perverted mind. I have so many perverted ideas and whatnot that it's nice to be able to express it and for other people to, you know, understand and maybe get off to it. So, yeah. Next question, what brought you to these subreddits? Honestly, I originally came to Reddit because I found out someone was posting my recordings on Gonwan Audio without my permission, and I thought that was not cool, so I decided to post it myself. Yeah, and then I decided to, you know, look around and thought Reddit wasn't really a bad place. So, yeah, I'm here now. What started your recording? I honestly don't remember. It's been a very long time since I did my initial recording. I mean, probably 2009, 2010 was when I started recording as anonymous on 4chan. I established as Azula around 2012, and I've been Azula ever since. What do you record with? I'm currently using my cell phone microphone. Because I think it's very convenient, because my laptop is very far away from my bed, and I like recording from my bed, because I get to lay down and really express myself. I read from somewhere that, you know, when people lay down, they're more open. That's why you get these intimate pillow talk conversations, or when you're in the therapist, they ask you to lay down. I guess it's like a subconscious thing, and it feels that way for me as well, so I do that in all of my recordings, well, most of it. So yeah, cell phone, sometimes my cheap-ass headset, sometimes my iPad. Do you do any post-editing other than adding the music on this specific audio? The only post-editing I do is removing background ambient noises, because sometimes I don't want to turn off my desk fan. So yeah, I just removed that. And it sounds alright. Huh. Are there any pre-recording rituals you need to do first?
Yes.
As much as possible, I like to drink a tall glass of water around 30 minutes before recording. I don't like drinking like right before recordings. I just feel like, I don't know, it makes my throat too slick or whatever. So yeah, 30 minutes before recording, I like drinking a tall glass of water. I also like turning my air conditioner onto the highest and make my room all cold so that I don't have to have a fan on. So that you don't have to hear the electric fan sound on the background. Yeah. What else do I do? Sometimes I like going through my inbox before I record, you know, just to refresh my memory, what people want to hear, because I'm working to improv, so I might, you know, suddenly decide, oh, I want to add this kink. So, next question. What is your favorite recording you've done? My favorite recording that I've done. There's this crazy girlfriend recording that I've done way before. It's not even available anymore. Probably deleted to the nethers. It's a crazy girlfriend recording where the woman goes apeshit on her boyfriend because he placed a glass on the table without a coaster. And so she proceeds to do really unhygienic things and doing really just things that would bother anyone who has any sort of spatial personality disorder like OCPD or even OCD. So she starts, or even germaphobes, she starts like peeing. And then she doesn't wipe or wash her hands. And then she takes her hand and rubs it all over her face. And then she goes to the kitchen, gets a chicken cutlet from the fridge, and then takes a bite from it. Like, salmonella. That was a fun recording. I don't remember why anyone would request that. It was a very elaborate script. But it was so fun. It was so crazy. It was so bizarre. And I've done some pretty bizarre things. But this one was so specific that it was so bizarre. What is your favorite recording someone else has done? Oh. Okay, well, this person isn't a Redditor. He's from 4chan. He goes by the name of Midnight Rambler. If you hear his voice, if anyone in this world hears his voice, they would understand why I totally love his recordings. His voice is like molten chocolate with little bit of scotch and little hint of smoky paprika crafted by the angels served in a crystal platter with a golden spoon and brought to you by UPS. But his voice is all of that and more. And he has done so many recordings that I love, but my favorite one was a boyfriend experience recording where he just starts being sweet and cuddly, and then he gets his microphone, puts it to his chest, And then you can hear his heartbeat, and you can feel his breath, like it's, I don't, it was amazing. It was so amazing. Next question before I melt. Does anyone in your life outside of Reddit know that you're called who? Yeah, actually, around 10 of my real life friends know that I record. A lot of my online friends know that I record, but 10 of my real life friends know that I do this. And they think that it's meh, I guess. They just think it's stupid that I don't get paid for it. Because why the hell would I do this if I don't get paid? Logic. Asian logic. Next question. What's the story behind my username? So, before I recorded, before I started establishing myself, I was a very timid vanilla girl, and I'm still very timid, not so much vanilla anymore. But I'm very, you know, mild-mannered. And I wanted to challenge myself. I was so sick of being this, like, I don't know, being thought of as this little fragile, stuttering, silly, accented, nasally girl that I wanted to, like, I don't know, have more powerful roles. So I thought of choosing a very powerful name, a very dominant name, like Azula. If you don't know who Azula is, she is one of the main villains in this hit cartoon, this hit TV show called Avatar: The Last Airbender. It's amazing. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. Go watch it. But yeah, it's stuck, and now I still stutter. I'm still nasally. I'm still awkward. I still have a weird accent, but I'm not this timid little girl that will only do sweet talk and vanilla. You know, I do some pretty crazy shit, and I think it's fun. Next question. If you could improve, change anything about your voice, what would be? Just my nasaliness. I've gotten around my, I don't really stutter as much, but I stumble with my words. But I get around that. I get around that fine. It's just my nasaliness that really bothers me. What is your dream role in voice? If you were to be known for something, what would it be? What I do now. I love what I do now. Race, play, incest, masturbation. That's what I do, and that's what I'm known for, and I'm completely satisfied by what I do, and the attention I get from it. Whose voice do you admire and or love the most? Midnight Rambler from 4chan. Ugh. You really, really have to listen to his voice. His voice is amazing. It's not just his, it's everything about his voice. It's the tone. It's the hoarseness. It's the audio quality. He has like $1,000 microphones. Cause it, and the things he says, everything, and the way he describes things and laughs and breathes everything. I'm just fangirling here. But as for someone outside the audio community, there's this guy, this actor, who played in the movie Tron 2, Tron Legacy. Big Lebowski's son. Something Hedlund? Jeff Hedlund? I don't know, but that guy, he has a very low voice, a little bit of southern accent, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm fanning myself. Anyway, next question. If you could record something with anyone in the world, what would it be? Who would you record it with? I want to record things with my friends, and I want to record like a party, like a full party that goes all sexual. I want to record things with all of my audio recording friends that I've made throughout the years, and I just want to get them all and collaborate with them for, you know, all time's sake. But especially I want to record with two special girls, Giggle Chan and the lovely little Angel. Giggle Chan and Angel, not Angel of Temptation, lovely little Angel. But unfortunately she's known as Angel. Giggle Chan, Angel and I, we once carried the female sexy audio thread of 4chan for months. Just the three of us, we were the only recorders there, and thus we were dubbed the Holy Trinity, and it was fun, just, you know, being with those two other girls. But, you know, they moved on. It seems like I'm the only one still active, and it would be so cool if they would be active again, and we could, you know, have fun. Last question. Question 15. What's one piece of advice you would give to other recorders? I said this in a post, and I firmly believe it, and it's that your voice is fine. No matter how bad you think your voice is, you know, I stutter, I have a nasally voice, a weird accent, but no matter how bad I think my voice is, or how bad you think your voice is fine. As long as you can speak any language at all, if you think it's too low, or it's too high, too nasally, too coarse, it's totally fine. People will listen to it. People want to listen to recordings. That's why they're here. And it doesn't matter what your voice is. It's totally, totally your content. I mean, this is coming from the girl who, you know, gets off to just voices. It doesn't matter what the content is. But that's for my masturbation purposes, but if I just want to listen to recordings, I don't care what the voice sounds like. I care what they're talking about, what what the subject is. Yeah. So, that is it. 19 minutes, probably. Yeah, 19 and a half minutes. Yikes. Okay, I'm gonna go now. Bye!